Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, I'm in Johnson City, Tennessee, at the Mullican Flooring new manufacturing facility and headquarters, and I'm with Neil Poland, who's president and CEO. Neil, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Kemp. We're super glad to have you here in Johnson City.
It's good to be with you. I wanted to come up here and see this place. You started running product through here, I think, last year. Very impressive. We'll get into that in just a minute. Just for a little background, Mullican is, in the United States, probably the third largest producer of hardwood flooring, right?
Well, I believe we're safely in the top five. Two or three sounds good.
Yeah. And you personally, your background, you've worked for many of the flooring companies. It's your career. After you finished at the University of Florida, you worked with Armstrong, Bruce, Harris, and now with Mullican, right?
That is correct. I worked for Armstrong right out of college, then went to work for Bruce, and later on after I left Bruce, Armstrong bought Bruce, so it certainly makes it interesting when I look back at my career.
And, you know, as people are retiring, now that Finkel's retired, you're kind of the father of the business, aren't you?
Well, I'll tell you what, we're one of the few wood-only manufacturers. Everybody else seems to want other floor covering, and we think there's just a great opportunity with hardwood, and yes, there's few of us left. Yeah.
So let's talk about this plant. It's very impressive. I just walked through it. A big part of the story here, if you look back at Mullican 10, 12 years ago, you were mostly an unfinished producer of solid hardwood. You've gotten into engineered hardwood over the years, and you sourced a lot of that engineered. And now, starting last year, you make the majority of your engineered hardwood here in Johnson City, right?
Yes, that is correct. I mean, to kind of give you a historical perspective on the product line and the transition, in 1999, we made 8 SKUs, you know, 2 1/4 red oak and white oak unfinished in 4 grades. Today, because of our sales and marketing excitement and demand from our distributors, we make probably 1,000 SKUs.
As I walk through this plant and see what you've done, you're telling me that you're actually at a price advantage versus the product that you were sourcing overseas because of what you've been able to do from a throughput, a mechanization. It's very impressive. Give us a little bit of information on that, if you would.
Yeah, the whole story with our transition from, you know, being a importer having sourced products to starting up this facility to manufacture engineered products is that our suppliers in Asia, one main supplier, wanted to exit the 3/8-inch engineered business. So we looked at the options to source, but we could quickly see that we were going to be at a lower cost by producing the product ourselves. I mean, the reasons for this are automation, raw materials being sourced here from the U.S. anyway, and the freight, ocean freight and inland, that goes along with that. And then also from a environmental point of view, reforestation, obviously U.S. manufactured products, you know, have a great reputation, and we really excited about the whole U.S. made concept and the marketing associated with that campaign.
You know, there's actually been research that's been done that's showing that the American consumer, year over year, and now this year, 61% of consumers think that Made in America is a key factor. So this is perfect timing, right?
Yeah, I truly believe that. I mean, you can see it with the retailers we talk to, distributor salespeople. Everybody's looking at rearranging their product assortments, whether they're a distributor or at the retail level, and they want to have a strong offering of U.S. manufactured solid and engineered products. It, you know, plays right to our strength.
Now, just throw some stats at us for those people that like to equate to building size and number of employees. Tell us a little bit about your operation here.
Our operation here, we employ 250 people. It's a 309,000 square foot facility. We buy about $1 million worth of power a year. We'd like to figure out a way to reduce that. Our other plants, Norton, Virginia, Ronsford, West Virginia, and Holland, New York, we have a great group of employees, managers working at those facilities who ship a lot of product to Johnson City. So we're manufacturing engineered products here in Johnson City, and we also finish all of our solid products.
And your mix of solid to engineered hardwood, what is that ratio now?
Well, solid hardwood flooring is still what we're known for and our strength in the marketplace, and we're at the beginning of a growth curve with engineered, so solid does make up the majority of our product offering. And we just, you know, really see a great opportunity for us to grow the engineered business due to the tremendous amount of slab construction in the Sun Belt states. So that's going to be a big growth area where solid is a little bit more mature, and we're finding ways to continue to grow that segment. But obviously the engineered is a growth area in those southern regions.
All right, let's talk about pricing for a minute. People who monitor floordaily.net are seeing that there's been a lot of price increases that have come through, some, you know, at the level of 10%. Talk a little bit about the sawmill supply, the reasons behind that, but also tell us a little bit about, I mean, this is a little bit of recovery based on what people were paying for hardwood back in the middle of the last decade, right?
Yeah, first the supply. I mean, we got real concerned in 2008, 2009 downturn if we lost a lot of our core sawmill suppliers. I mean, actually, the larger sawmills were hurt more during this downturn, the bigger producers. And usually that's not the case in any industry where there's competition. Usually the larger guys are stronger. But in this case, what was happening is there was not enough log volume to run the sawmills. The landowners did not want to sell their timber because in 08, 09, stumpage prices had bottomed. There was a lack of loggers, so they couldn't get the timber to the sawmills. So larger sawmills were struggling to get enough log volume to run their mills efficiently. Therefore, a lot of them had to rescale their businesses, right size, get the volume to a sweet spot. And what happened was the small to medium sized sawmill operator was much more efficient given the lack of timber available. We looked at that. We made some strategic alliances. We worked very hard on the procurement side of the business to make sure when we got to the point that we are now, to where the demand was ahead of supply, that we were in a good position.
It also addressed these price increases are really getting wood flooring pricing back up to where it was in the middle of the last decade, right?
You know, the prices had dropped considerably 2008 and 2009, came back a little bit in 2010, then weakened in 11 and 12. And, you know, now the prices, although they're increasing, they still are not back to the levels of 2003 and 2004, either in pre-finished or unfinished.
So just real quick, the last question, as we look at 2013, we hear about the builder market, we hear about the housing conditions improving. Tell us a little bit about how that's affected your business.
Well, our business is up this year. You know, we're having to be, you know, careful given the tight supply of raw materials coming in and, you know, rising prices, and we're having to schedule our production very carefully to take care of our customers' needs, to make sure that we can keep pace with the increasing demand. And we're very optimistic and positive about the rest of 2013 and into 14 with regard to a new housing rebound and a ramping up in the remodeling segment.
Okay, Neil, well, I appreciate you spending time with us. Again, we've been talking to Neil Polin, who is the president and CEO of Mullican Flooring and also the just past chairman of the NWFA. And you've been listening to Kempar and FloorDaily.net.